It's show 4 of Giggles Radio on Side Podcast Radio. I'm Alex Andronov. Come on.
You talked, I never knew what you're talking about. And there were times I thought you'd pull out of it, but you're stuck. I'm not living in a world that'll keep on dragging me down. And then I let you go, because you wouldn't leave me alone. I'm not coming. And I would say certain things, cause I knew that they pissed you off. And there were times I'd hide by staying out every night. And there's a toast to us, I'm a drinking to cutting you out. And then I let you go, because you wouldn't. I'm a drinking to cutting you out. And then I let you go.
Milwaukee is in Wisconsin, but the band are actually from New Jersey, which is where I used to live in America many, many moons ago. Welcome back to the show. Hope you're enjoying the day. Hope it's all going well. Of course, it's very difficult to tell from this pre-recorded world. Coming up in the show, we have our/your/my/tune/song. Probably one too many slashes in there. Some more case notes from Dr. Giggles and some more great music, including some amazing music written by Side Podcast's very own Mr. C. But first, we'd like to play you this important message from the world of Formula One. Hi, Eddie Jordan here. After I invented Formula One, I teamed up with my friend Al Gore to invent the internet. These two inventions have come together here at Side Podcast. Now let me ask you a question, but first let me ramble on about how none of this would have been possible without me. I hope you realise that. We are all here, and yet I am still talking about something which I can't quite remember, and yet, can I just ask you, have you ever considered thinking about the end of this sentence before you start it? I know I never have. If you remember back at Jordan, when I was back at Jordan running Jordan F1, as I was at the time, and still am, Eddie Jordan, I was advised then that things might happen faster if I stopped talking, or at least thought of the end point of where I was going before I started talking, and I remember saying then what I think now, which is the truth, which is that in the end it's only reasonable that it is to say that you have donated to SidePod Radio, yet by going to the right-hand side of the homepage and pressing donate, because if you haven't, then it's probably because you're demotivated, like Kimmy, or you have KERS or something, which means you'll never win because you're demotivated, except when you do win, because I told you so, right? So donate. Ever since Stephen Roy was a boy, he has wanted only two things. One, to run the whole of Formula One with an iron mechanical grip and no aerodynamics, and second, to get Paul DeResta into the sport. On a snowy winter's night, in deepest, darkest Scotland, look, there, Stephen Roy stalks the night sky on his way to a small cottage. The wind is picking up, but nothing can deter him. He knocks slowly at the door. An old crone answers. Who is it at this time? It is I, Stephen Roy, future president of the FIA. Oh, why didn't you say? The crone replied. You better come in, future president Roy. Stephen stopped on the stoop. There was something special going on tonight. Despite the snow falling, he could feel a warmth coming up through the ground. Something very special was occurring. It was a portent. Stephen looked down. No, it was just his heated blanket. He had rushed out of his house very quickly and had forgotten to switch it off. It was battery-powered from his pocket, of course. Stephen entered the house. A mother was there in the bed, a newborn babe crying before her. Wisht, wisht, laddie, Stephen said, then realised that because he was newborn, he probably didn't speak Scottish yet, and said shush, shush. The mother looked up at him and asked who he was. I am Stephen Roy, Stephen replied, and your boy has been born on this most fortuitous day. He will be Scotland's next Formula One driver. What about David Coulthard? The mother asked. Whisht! Stephen composed himself. This boy is the next Scottish Formula One driver, and he shall be called Paul DeResta. But my surname is McGregor. Whisht! He shall be called Paul DeResta, and he shall be in F1. And that is how it happened. Paul isn't in Formula One yet, but until he is, Stephen, this song is for you. Composer currently residing in Rockall off the coast of Scotland. He composed his surprisingly short track using Groovemaster for the iPod Touch. I feel he's achieved a mastery of the groove, and I hope you can agree. It's almost time for Dr. Giggles to return to help another miserable soul, but before we start, here is a brief message. Do you like commenting on the world of Formula One? Well, why not try Side Podcast? Side Podcast, with its fantastic world of commenting solutions. There are at least three. One, which is ye olde commenting option. Second, the doohickey. And third, the live commenting live thing. Oh yes, they all have very different ways of working and very different use case scenarios. First, you have the I would like to be very old-fashioned and slow. That's the ye olde commenting solution. Second, I would like to post across many threads as the conversation takes me. I would like to be girl-like in my ability to multitask. That's the doohickey. And third, of course, there is the live commenting live thing, the LCLT, if you will. A single focus, absorbing read, if you will. With all the comments aggregated into just one place. All of the commenting solutions from your favourite Formula One blog, Sidepodcast. Be there or be Badoa.
Hi, my name is Jacques Villeneuve, and welcome to my song. I hope you like this tune, cause it's more where this is from. I used to be a driver, but then it all went wrong. So now I'm singing about my career, don't worry, it won't take long. I started off at Williams, that was the team for me. I won the world championship, and from Williams stole my key. I founded BAR with money from BAT. But the team went away and Honda, they stole that drive from me.
This is the practice of Dr. Alfonso Giggles. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, this is Hecky here. I'm still under capture by Sorry Amy, and I don't know what to do because I think it's time for me to escape. I don't know where I am. I think somewhere on in the Antipodes, and it's not even the end of the season, so it's not like I can just go to the Australian Grand Prix and start there, because I think they start Bahrain this time. I'm not sure. I don't know where I am. She makes me sign things all the time, signing things. I'm not sure. So please, Dr. Giggles, I need help. I don't know what to do. What do I say to her? Sorry, Amy. Please help.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, maybe you can hire Dr. Giggles. Anyway, Hecky, I thought you'd like to hear that. It's reassuring, huh? I don't know. It's difficult with Amy. I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry. I don't know what to suggest. It would be good if the A-team could save you. I readily admit that. I do. But can I say this carefully? Very carefully, because I do not want to get into too much trouble. And trouble I will get into, I'm sure. I am very sure. We
We are friends now. This is... You are the only one to have called me back after my last set of advice. And admittedly, I may be the only number you have now available on your phone. The only one that Amy hasn't taken away. I admit that. I'm comfortable and to a certain extent happy with that. However, I must say, if you were a little better at Formula One, the cars, they go around this business, if you were a little better at that, then perhaps, the team wouldn't have, you know, they may have mentioned to somebody that you hadn't turned up for a while. You know, they may have been concerned to a certain extent. So, in some ways, it's easy to say that you are the architect of your own misfortune. That doesn't help you very much. I understand that and appreciate that. I don't know what else I can do. All I can say is, you know, before you get kidnapped, Next time, perhaps the deal, the thing you should consider, is to win a couple more races. It's hard, I imagine, to do that. I understand very much. But maybe then somebody would have confounded you. Been looking after you beforehand. This is retrospective help. This doesn't help anybody right now. What you need is actually the ATM, Mr. T, B.A. Baracus, as he is called in the series. You need that kind of action, and unless you get it, I worry. I do worry. There's only so much KFC that one man can eat. You know, so much boxed chicken, if you will, and so I do worry, but I'm not sure I can really give you the advice that you necessarily need. I do apologize. I suppose as an advice line, I have failed you. I'm sorry, Hecky. I am very, so very sorry, Hecky. I shed small tear. I do. And good luck. I hope you escape. If you need access out, you know who to call. Not me. Goodbye.
So that's the end of Giggles Radio on Side Podcast Radio for today. Hope you've enjoyed it. Blimey, I have been on the radio a lot today. Hope you haven't got bored of the sound of my voice, because I think I'm on at least one of the remaining shows. Goodness knows. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed it. We finish up with a band called Hemet, who are from Portland, Oregon, and score Side Pod points for the use of the made-up word of riffage on their site. This is it. See you soon. Take it away, Hemet, with their song, Millionaire.
Cash is king, what a wonderful thing. Have a cold one. No one cares, gonna take my share. Have it my fun. There's no doubt I could do without. Fans, it's a scream.